Okay, well, Andrea, first, congratulations on getting the job there.
Thank you.
It's weird that we haven't talked yet since you've been there a couple months, but anyway, we have some exciting news for this summer. Who's coming?
Yankee Air Service is coming. They're going to do a 75th anniversary of the end of World War II, and they're bringing in a couple of planes that we can tour and give some rides. It should be a really great commemoration of the end of the war.
So what do you guys have to do for them there at the airport?
Well, I am still working with members of our board and the general aviation to put together a show. I haven't done one out here yet, an event of this scale. So I'm soliciting some volunteers to help. It's been really exciting. There's been multiple people have come forward offering to help out with this event. So that's wonderful because it's not something one person can pull off by themselves. So we're still trying to decide the scale of this show. We have had some suggestions, to even invite some local politicians and get some bigger community involvement to make it a big event out here, which I think would be really great. There's been a lot of decline in interest in the general aviation community, and we have some very dedicated board members interested in getting that up and running again. So this would be a wonderful event, a wonderful family event to kick off that project. So.
And these are obviously old planes, right? I mean, this is a commemorative. They're going around the whole state, I see. So
yeah, the DC-3, I guess, made its first flight December 17th, 1935. There was 10,325 produced, and some are still in the air, including the one that's coming here. And the C-47, which they call the Yankee Doodle Dandy, was the first aircraft at the Yankee Air Museum. So, and it's I guess it didn't return to the air until May of 84. I don't know when they retired it, but it had went under restoration, and then it's been flying ever since. So,